to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Got a little Grilling Guys special edition for you today. Been excited about this ever since I made the phone call, and my friend Mr. Tim Sobey agreed to sit in the right-hand chair because Barbecue Bob is out on sabbatical again. He's out doing a little field research for us while he makes a little money for his family. But we are lucky enough, guys and ladies, to have a master butcher sitting right beside me, Mr. Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chop.
Hey, man, it's so good to have you here. You know, we've been working with you in the meat market pretty much ever since the Grilling Guys started, and you have been an incredible support for the Grilling Guys and just an incredible host every time we come to your shop. And what a pleasure to have you here. And we're going to have a little bit of fun because this whole show is going to be a tour of the butcher shop and your perspective and your advice on all the different proteins that may be available in the shop there, you can find in any local butcher shop. And what do you want to find out about each cut of meat? Why do you want to grill it? Why do you want to smoke it? Why would you want to grind it up and put it in a casing and make a brat out of it, which you do? How many of those?
Actually, we're up to 26 brats. We just came out with a Reuben brat, which we potentially might be sampling Saturday morning today.
Absolutely. You know that I'm always geeked when we have a brewer, we have a vintner, or we have a barbecue person in the studio with us. But this time it's even better because we got the butcher and he cooked. We got pork. We've got several ways of pork, and we got beef that we're going to be talking about throughout the show. So without further ado, we're going to start with the yard bird. Okay. When I step into Sobey Meats, how long is that meat counter that's on there that just thrives every weekend?
That's our poultry case is an 8-footer, but it's double stacked, so 16 feet of poultry.
That's right. And then next to that, you've got the pork, and then next to that, you've got a big case full of beef.
Yes. Yeah.
So would you say that poultry is a big part of your business?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. So if I walk into your butcher shop, describe that meat case. What am I looking at there? This is just not chicken legs, man.
No, we a lot of times, you know, still the number one meat right now are boneless, skinless breast. But especially grilling, smoking, go for chicken with the bone. You're going to get flavor, you're going to get taste out of it. It's going to be something a little bit more special. So we'll have a whole fryer, cut-ups, quarters, parts and pieces. But the other ones, especially if you have the time, are the roasting chickens. My opinion, the bigger the bird, the better the flavor. And those are about a 7 to 9 pound bird.
Really? Now, are the 7 to 9 pound chicken running around a yard, man, you don't see those very often. I mean, where do you source something like that?
Yeah, they mainly come up from Indiana.
Okay.
And in a 7 to 9 pounder, they don't run. They just sit there and eat.
Hey,
and
I'm plump. Liking it already.
And plump.
No wonder
yeah.
they're so good. Yeah. But those birds, they haven't been loaded with hormones. They don't have a big growth coming out the side of their beak or
nothing.
Whatever. These are all natural. And so let's talk about the significance of the source of the meat and the chemicals or lack thereof. What are your feelings about that? Because I know you've got an opinion on it.
Very opinionated. And to not have the growth hormones, number one, steroids, antibiotics. So these are clean birds. The other thing to me is so important, never buy, and I don't have any meats that I would call brined. they'll call marinated or brined, broth added, any of those products where they're adding solutions, stay away, folks. That's bad for you.
Okay, and typically those are done for longevity reasons on the shelf. Is that why those things have those kind of chemicals in them?
The longevity, yes, but then you're paying for that water weight. So anything that they're putting in there, you're paying for that. And you're not getting actually that natural, fresh chicken taste. We have a couple of marinades that we'll do, but it's not that pump solution that the big box stores will have in their chicken.
Sure. So one of the many things we're going to point out during the show is the reason why you'd want to use a local butcher. Sobey Meats is here in West Michigan, but wherever you're listening, I guarantee there are local butchers in your area. And is a lot of your meat sourced locally? I said this came from Indiana. I mean, that's a couple hours away, but there are local producers in a lot of markets as well?
The number one, and I sorry to say, the one thing we're lacking in is a local chicken source.
I see.
The only one that's around this side in West Michigan is Otto. They have their Otto Turkey Farm. His cousin, Gary Otto, is local chicken, but they don't produce enough for us to buy exclusively
sure.
to have their chicken. So we have to outsource that. Sorry to say.
Yeah, I got to believe a 7-8 pound bird doesn't grow overnight, especially
no.
if he's not getting been pumped up with roids and stuff. So,
yeah.
it's gonna take a while to produce that many. But so, one of the things that I think kind of intimidates our listeners from time to time, at least we've been told, with regarding poultry, is that large chicken, that 7-8-9 pounder. How do they know how to season it? How do they know what temperature to cook it at? And more importantly, how do they know when it's done? Let's kind of break that down a little bit. And let's start with, what do I need to do to a bird that size, a whole bird, to get it ready to put on either my grill or my smoker?
Two easiest things to remember, but time and temperature. So do it at a lower temp, even if you do it at 250 temp in your smokehouse, and then the done temperature. I believe in a digital thermometer. Put that in the breast meat. 165 is a done temp for chicken, but mine, I like to pull off the bone a little bit. So I'll actually go to like 185
okay.
for my internal temp for chicken, just to get where those knuckles aren't bloody at all.
Mm-hmm.
I live by my Tim's Blend seasoning as a basic salt, pepper, onion, garlic mixture. But anything goes, whatever you like. If you like cayenne, like a little heat on there, go ahead and do that. Another trick will be under the skin, especially in the breast, if you're going to lay them on their back, put some butter, the real butter, not margarine, get the real deal.
That's right.
And lemon wedges is another one to keep them really extra moist.
So you're pulling the skin up maybe by the neck or down by the cavity, and you're actually tucking in pats of butter under there or the a lemon slice
yep.
in there.
And if you're going to do like a beer butt chicken, obviously the bird is standing up, go ahead right in the crop, you know, right at the top of the breast there,
right
at that sternum, just tuck the butter and the lemon wedges right under the skin. You don't have to get real radical, just enough to hold it into place.
Okay, so let's talk about that technique, because a lot of our listeners do beer butt chickens or beer can chickens or whatever you want to call those. Is it important, the neck hole by the crop where you said where the breast ends and the neck was, there's a hole there that in the cavity. Now, do you plug that so that you get a steaming on the inside of the bird from the can, or do you let that stay open and let it breathe?
I leave it open, let it breathe a little bit. Naturally, unless you're really wedging that bird, but that 7-9 pound, that roasting chicken is going to close up a little bit anyway. More so than what the fryer will. But if it vents a little bit, that's okay. You're still going to be fine with it.
Okay, and I know Barbecue Bob often puts a can of fruit juice in there. He'll take like orange juice concentrate, pour half of it off, fill it with water so he's got a real strong orange concentrate, or lemonade, or, you know, any. I don't think he goes to fruit punch, but maybe he's Bob, you know, so I don't know. But adding that citrus flavor on the inside is a great flavor profile for those birds as well. It's something that, but I think you could put anything in there, right? I mean, they started with beer.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to try bourbon. Always make sure, Tim's tip of the day, taste that bourbon first before it goes in that can.
And, that's exactly
yeah,
right.
Let that bourbon steam a little bit. You'll get a great flavor as well.
Yeah. So We've hit the roaster, and then you said that you bring that up to about 180, 185. When I get down by the thighs, is that that's going to be hotter down there? One, it's closer to the fire, but two, it's not as dense as that big heavy breast on that roaster. My question is do I have a worry about getting that overdone?
No, you'll be fine, especially because it's on the bone and the skin.
Yep, exactly. That's the point I wanted you to make. Thank you, because you don't have to worry about it. You're working with the most dense part of the bird that you want to get at least 165. But again, as Tim said, that 185 isn't going to hurt you a bit, and you're going to get, when you serve that to Mama, she's not going to like the little bloody knuckles. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to run down the meat case, maybe hit a little beef. Stick with us. We'll be back.